day two of the Photo Month Photo Book Fair, and in a lull in the crowds, I'm speaking with one of my neighbour on a neighbouring stall. Can you tell me your name?
My name is Maxwell Anderson, and I run BMO Jake.
Where does the name come from?
Jake is my middle name, and BMO is a nickname that my dad gave to me when I was a baby, because we went to Bali on a family holiday, and they have these rickshaw-type things that they call BMOs. And apparently, according to my dad, I would point at these things and shout, BMO, BMO, BMO. So BMO Jake is like, they're my two hidden names. So it's the hidden me behind everything.
And does that give us some insight into the books that you publish?
Yeah, I think so, because I like to be personally involved in all of the projects that I take on, partly because that's the way I like to work, and also because I can't afford to hire anyone to help me. And also the kind of work that I publish, I think, has quite an emotional impetus to the work being formed. Yeah, it's a very personal process.
The books have a kind of international flavour. I mean, your most recent book is Photographs Taken in Japan, is that right?
Photographs Taken in Japan by an American guy who now lives in Kyoto, yeah.
How do you discover the work you publish?
It's actually quite a good balance of people approaching me and me finding work. So, for example, that book that you just spoke about by Sean Lottman, he approached me last year at the Peckham Copeland Book Market, and we worked on the book for about a year because I was just really taken with the images. And then, as another example, the book that we published just before that, Short Flashes by Victoria Wojciechowska, I saw that work in Arles in 2015 and again was just immediately taken by the images and immediately had an idea of how the book may look. And so I approached Victoria in that case, and we worked together to make Short Flashes.
What is it that excites you when you see a piece of work that makes you think, wow, this is going to be a great book, I really want to publish this?
I think initially it's an indescribable element due to my personal taste in photography, which I think is very difficult to describe. And also, like I mentioned with Victoria's book, if I see the work and I'm taken by it, and if I can imagine the book object and how that relates to the work and projects the work, then that makes me excited on the next level, because that gives me a clear idea about why it should be a book. Because sometimes work doesn't have to be a book and works better as an installation in a gallery. So if you can imagine how the book may be, then that is a good suggestion.
So if you see the work, you're immediately thinking, right, this could be a large format, glossy, or this could be a small passport size book or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, Victoria's book, I knew straight away that it had to be a large format book. That was probably the only design feature that kept the same throughout the whole process. And then with Motohiko's book, which is this based on a moleskin diary, that was a very straightforward design because Moto would print out his pictures on a crappy inkjet print and stick them into his moleskin diary. And I really loved the format that he originally presented the work to me. And it was quite clear from the beginning that we should try to keep the design and the edit and layout of the book as close to his original as possible. So the design was kind of already there for that book.
Do you design the books yourself?
I do sometimes. I'm not a designer, but I know what I like from design. But I'm not a good enough designer to have that real expressive and creative approach to a blank canvas.
Could you describe the feeling you get off a book you like? when you see the work, you say, I would like this book to make me feel this way. I say that because your books are all quite personal, they're all quite intimate, they're all quite vivid, they're all colourful.
I always really want an underlying conceptual element to the work that I publish. And I mean, yeah, look, now you've said it and looking at what I've done here on this table as we're talking, it is quite colourful and there is quite a fun aspect to a lot of the work that I publish, but then that is usually paired with quite a macabre or melancholic or political undertone to it, as if that fun aspect is something to draw the viewer in to make that slightly more difficult to tackle subject more accessible to people. So, for example, we'll go for Victoria's book again. They're quite poppy images that are quite striking and colourful and playful seeming, but actually the work was initiated by Victoria because she was in China on her own and she felt very distant from people, and she was photographing these people as a way to kind of bring them into her life in some way because she felt so lonely. It's like currents in a river. They work together and one draws the other into the other end. Yeah.
Do you enjoy the business side of things?
Do you know what? I actually used to really enjoy it because when I worked for Chris Boot, I was pretty much doing every aspect for Chris in terms of publishing. So it was everything from going to the post office to selling serialization rights to helping with the edit of books and production and every kind of step, which is one of the reasons why I decided to start my own company, because when Chris went to New York and, well, I did the production for Aperture Remix after he went there, but when I was kind of with nothing to do, I kind of thought to myself, do I go for a job with someone like Thames and Hudson as a production manager, or do I go for a job with another big publisher as an editor? Or I couldn't quite place myself in one pigeonhole because I'd been trained by Chris to do everything. So I thought, well, I'll just keep doing everything then. And I quite like numbers. I enjoyed maths at school, so I quite like doing the accounting. But after a while, now I've got quite a few titles, there's so much more to manage, and I'm just at a moment now where it's getting a little bit too much for me to manage on my own. I'm kind of at a stage where there's too much just for me, but there's too little for more than just me. So I need to either do more or do less. I'm stuck in a weird limbo place at the moment.
So you'll be advertising for an editorial assistant someday soon?
Maybe a distribution director or sales and press executive.
It's in a company that has one person in it, it's always good to have the title executive or director.
Oh, yeah, because my email signature signs off as director, which I think is ridiculous. But that bodes well for when you're approaching people in press and stuff like that.
Do you have your own office?
I have a corner of my flat that I share with two furniture designers, which is a desk with lots of books, lots of paper samples, a laptop and a scanner.
It's interesting how Chris Boots was the tree under which a number of other small publishing concerns grew, because Bruno from Self Published Be Happy also worked with Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I met Chris through Bruno when Bruno was kind of leaving, when they were deciding to part ways. So I basically took over from Bruno. But I think Bruno at that stage had big ideas. It was just before Self Published Be Happy really kicked off. I think for Bruno it was the right time, because I think he needed to be the centre pin of something rather than Chris's assistant, or he really needed to, that was his time. Yeah, also my university, there's quite a few of us from my year that I studied in at LCC who went into publishing. There's Greg Barker, who does Hot Shoe at, well, he works at Hot Shoe and does Stanley Barker, and Duncan White, who went on to be a designer for Stydle and Mac. So it's funny how our year kind of went into publishing as well.
You're the publishing generation.
I guess we are, because the about the time that we graduated, 2009, was just when the big self-publishing boom came back. And when I say came back, I mean that because it's not a new thing. It was popular many years ago and suddenly became popular again, coincidentally, when we all left university. So maybe it's something to do with that as well, yeah.
And the future? What's in 10 years' time, what's your most ambitious and glorious imagining of your publishing empire?
Oh, my word. To have a sales and distribution executive.
Fully bedded in by then, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any sculpted future for it. I like the way that it kind of develops in its own way, and it's created by the artists that I work with and new work that appears, and I want it to do its own thing really and morph itself into whatever it wants to be.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.